This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is Jesus' prayer time reveals a pattern. So we start out in Luke chapter 4, and this is the period where Jesus has just spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert in communion with God. He has also been tempted and tested by Satan, but he emerges with the clarity of purpose. Specifically in Luke 4:18, he states, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." He begins to list out the reasons he's here, such as to preach the good news to the poor and to free the downtrodden. We move on to Luke 6 and we see that Jesus goes into the mountains to pray. On this occasion, he stays there all night, but when he comes down, he chooses all of his disciples. We see that his communion with God informs his decision making. So in the Gospels, we see that Jesus is a teacher, we see that he's a healer, but if we look closer, we see a pattern. He teaches, he heals, and he withdraws to the wilderness. He teaches, he heals, and he withdraws to the wilderness. I think this passage is so instructive, but it's also timely. As we are embarking upon the Lent season, it is a time of spiritual renewal and an opportunity for us to be in greater communion with God. The scripture today is Matthew 6:6. "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Tune in tomorrow when we talk about giving up our transactional mindset with God. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.